And here's the pitch. It was strike one to Heiser. And runner at first base. It's 1-0. Riblake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. It's an 0-1 count here to Brady Heiser.
Conservative lead over there. Here's the pitch.
Swing and a miss. That one would have been a ball outside.
Yeah, it was way outside, and Heiser offered. It looked like he was almost going the other way with that again, too, but
big hole between first base and second base. Get it on the ground, and Quidnow's getting to third. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Nice pitch from Hochschild. Kind of stunned him with a little bit of an inside fastball right there. And a nice pitch from Drew Hochschild. And that's going to bring up Seth Borchardt from the left side. And Jesse Borchardt, you had that right. We knew Seth was a lefty. Thought maybe he was pretty talented. Would have really stocked up, too. I can see that Seth now. All right. Pitch back to, or throw to first base. Keeping Quidnow honest.
Quidnow taking a short lead. He's pretty quick over there at first, so he'll get a chance from behind the dish to throw him out if he tries to go. Lefty on lefty here.
The pitch and the runner goes. And the throw is going to be late. Almost a nice throw. Kuchiba stuttered with it or hesitated with it when he threw it down. And Quidnow gets to second base here with one out.
So stolen base right there. It was first move action. And as he picked up the foot, he was going. So nothing Drew could do. And good jump on that play by
Butch Johnson's watching here.
Quidnow.
He mistook us for Bob Uecker, he says. Here's the pitch from Hochschild. And dropped. It's going to go to third base. And a throw there, but Quidnow is safe. Another drop by Kuchiba. And he's having a little trouble holding on to the ball from Hochschild.
All right, 2-0 here on Borchardt.
So runner at third base again, looking just like that first inning.
This is where you got to have the infield in here. 2-0, one out with a kind of a smaller hitter up.
Yep, and a strike on the outside corner to Borchardt. And the Riblake fans say, what? And the infield's deep here for the Loggers.
Conceding the run here to get an out, one out.
And here's the pitch. Borchardt fouls that one back. 2-2 is the count here to Seth Borchardt.
Danny, look your way.
Outfield's deep. 2-2, one out.
1-0, Riblake leading the Phillips Loggers. Looking to score again here, a threat at third base. There's a 2-2 count here with one out to Seth Borchardt, the left-handed batter, the sophomore. And here's the pitch, a changeup, and that one was high. It's going to be a full count. And
full count, one out.
Drew Hochschild looking to throw a strike here, needs this out. Strikeout would be huge here. Borchardt doesn't want that to happen. Lefty to lefty. Here's the pitch. And Borchardt hits that one to the third baseman. Podmolik picks it up, throws it to first. It gets fast. Reback goes to the fence. They're going to throw it to second. That one goes to the outfield. And Borchardt going to stay at second base. And it's 2-0 after the leadoff walk. And a runner on first or on second base, right?
Yep, that's going to be an error on Podmolik. Tough error. It, you know, we had video on that. It might go down as an infield hit. I think it's probably an error five, though, at least getting the...
Yeah, it was a tough throw.
I think it's a two-base error.
It was a bounce there. Would have been a tough play to scoop it up. And with one out here, it's going to bring up...
Tyler Matejka.
Matejka from the right side. And strike one from Hochschild. And not a big lead for Borchardt at second.
So it's 2-0, Riblake. Bottom of the second inning here.
Here's the pitch. That one a little bit low. And it's 1-1 here to Matejka.
Mateika, the second baseman. Kind of a tight stance.
A big lead now for Borchardt. And he's going to go. And that one fouled off right side. The hit and run was on for Rib Lake. Borchardt going to head back. Want to see Henderson hold him on a little bit better over there, Scott?
As a pitcher right there, you at least have to check the runner a couple times. And, you know, with the left-hander, that's behind him, so it's tougher for them.
Sure. The throw to first base a little bit easier.
Well, I mean, just checking that runner when he gets behind you, you can't really see him.
Right. Right, unless you turn your head the opposite way. So another nice lead for Borchardt. Here's the pitch. He's going to stay. A swing and a miss. And strike three. Two outs. Big strikeout for Drew Hochschild.
Sticking with a fastball, and he's pretty successful right there.
He's been successful with the fastball. Throwing strikes and make him put it in play. The what's hurt him has been the walks.
Donovan Sutherland is coming up.
And Donovan Sutherland with his new haircut. And his Todd Henderson impression. You Rib Lake fans probably know what I'm talking about. Donovan with
he's
a fresh buzz cut. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. And strike one to Sutherland. Two down here, second inning, top of the second inning. It's 2-0, Rib Lake leading the Phillips Loggers. Hochschild gets a sign. Here's the pitch. That one inside. And ball one. 1-1 is the count to Donovan Sutherland.
Sutherland batting from the right side.
The senior. Big lead here for Borchardt. He's going. And Sutherland hits that one. It's going to go to Tobias at short. Tobias scoops it. Gets him out barely at first base for the third out of the inning. Oh, that was a close play. Sutherland wanted it. And barely a little bit of hesitation from Tobias, but a nice throw. Ends the inning. So, we're at the middle of the second inning here. It's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman, who might have went to get snacks or something. I turned around and he was gone. And we're back here, though. Jackson Blumberg on the mound for the Redmen, up 2-0. And here's the first pitch here to Aiden Tobias for strike one. It's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmen leading the Phillips Loggers here in the bottom of the second inning. And here's the pitch from Blumberg. Blumberg, real nice movement on that pitch with ball one. And Blumberg, real quick with his pitches. And here it is. And swing and a miss from Tobias. That one up high on the outside corner. Nice pitch from Blumberg. Probably the most talented pitcher here we've seen so far this year. And a quick pitch. And Tobias, probably a ball, swings that, follows that one off left side. 1-2 is the count. And 0-2 is the count. 1-2 is the count. Here's a pitch from Blumberg. That one, ball. A little bit outside. Another curveball. Is that a curveball, Scott?
It sure was. Kind of a cement mixer there, didn't get a lot, and Aiden taking his time getting in, and see. And he's winding up before he's even set.
That's what I'm saying. He winds up before but Tobias gets his feet set on there. See if Brady. We're gonna see if Brady says anything about it. But there we go. Here's the pitch from Blumberg, and Tobias fouls that one off. And 2-0 here, the score here. Rib Lake leading. It's a full count here to Aiden Tobias with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. And here's the pitch from Blumberg and swings right through it. Tobias does. And it's a strikeout to start out this inning. One down here. Going to bring up Ethan Podmolik.
But he took his time a little bit more. And Podmolik getting in there, a couple of practice swings.
And Loggers probably going to start taking their time, and we got a timeout there, and that's what they're doing is putting their hand up for the timeout, making them.
That's what I told them to do because they're just, you know, and there you go.
Yep.
Breaking up his rhythm a little bit.
You got it. And what do you need to do to Blumberg?
Because Blumberg can't be in the windup until you get your hands set.
And here's the pitch. Podmolik pops that one up. Might be playable. No, it's off the left side. It's going to be strike one here, so a nice little change in the action here for the Loggers. Getting a little bit of time here to set up. And here's the pitch from Blumberg. Podmolik pops that one up. That's going to be an infield pop, and Blumberg's going to call everyone off and make the catch. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Game rolling along fairly quickly here, Scott.
Yeah, when you've got two pretty good pitchers, that's kind of what happens, Jeff. They kind of mow through guys.
You bet.
There you go. Kuchup.
And here's the pitch from Blumberg. That one up high over Kuchup's head.
What do they call him, Jeff?
We call him Henry.
Henry. All right.
So Henry at the plate. And he hits that one into center field. And it looks like Quidnow is going to be right under it. And he makes the catch. I think that's Quidnow out in center field.
That's another 1-2-3 inning, and Quidnow.
Yeah, Quidnow. Dominic Quidnow makes the catch out there to end the inning here. It's 2-0 Rib Lake Redmond over the Rib Lake or over the Phillips Loggers here. The end of the second inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Hey, we're back. Jeff Haken and it's Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. We have Merriwood North baseball action. It is the top of the third inning about to start here, and the Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers 2-0. A nice game so far on both sides. Keys here today is if you walk, you're going to score. Both runners that walked ended up scoring here, and they led off both innings with a walk. Hoshiel going to try to stop that trend in this inning. And leading off for the Phillips or for the Rib Lake Redmond, we're back to the top of the order. And Talon Scheitower walked and scored in the first inning. Talon, an exceptional athlete, a sensational sophomore, we'll call him. Multi-sport athlete, really excels in basketball and baseball.
I think Talon Scheitower is Ryan Scheitower's son.
Ryan's boy.
Ryan was, always a foe for me in baseball, but now we kind of get along pretty well.
We get along with all the Rib Lake people.
Yeah.
or pretty well, I should say. There's enough distance between us. That Prentice in between us probably helps us a little bit. Can tolerate him a little bit. All right, here's a pitch from Oshield. First pitch, strike to Scheithauer, and had some movement on it, Scott. Was that a slider?
No, he just took a little off the two-seamer and kind of, it's got a little arm-side ride for him, Jeff.
Sure, 0-1 is the count here to Scheithauer. Oshield takes his time. Here's a pitch. That one down low, a little sidearm action, three-quarters sidearm pitch from Oshield.
Try to kind of a sidearm sinker and run that down, and then it'll arm side ride down to the ground. Missed just barely below the knees.
And Oshield with the pitch, and Scheithauer swings through that one. And 1-2 is the count here to Talon Scheithauer.
And yes. 1-2 now, and stuck with the fastball so far. We'll see if he gets it.
Oshield from the windup, or from the stretch, a swing and a miss from Scheithauer, strikes him out.
Actually, Henry held on to that one.
He did.
Foul tip.
And Henry doing a nice job here now as his game moves along. That first inning, a bit of a struggle with some pass balls and settling in nicely. And that's going to bring up Andrew Woody, who struck out last time with one out here. Here's the pitch from Oshield, and a bunt misses on the bunt.
And playing third base, Andrew Woody. Batting from the right side. How do you like that green bat, Jeff?
Nice green bat. Was he the one that had an orange bat last time, though?
No. There's the orange bat right
gotcha.
There. Ethan Cook.
Woody steps in. Oshield. The lefty. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Andrew Woody. Oshield starting to roll, and I was just going to ask, where are my girls here to bring me some food? We've got some. Do we got brats coming too, Cully? Really, can you guys bring me and Scott maybe some burgers or buns? All right, we're going to get some food up here. Burgers or brats, maybe one of both.
Burger, no ketchup, mustard.
And, all right, sorry about that, guys, here. It's 1-2 is the count here to Andrew Woody. We're getting food up in here.
Most important thing of the day is Jeff's test of
Dave.
The concession stand.
You bet. I was roofing all day, Scotty. Looking forward to this. Here's the pitch. Almost hits Woody. Ducks out of the way. It's 2-2.
And that's a good waste pitch right there, Jeff, because all these players are crowding the plate a little. 2-2 the count.
Yeah, I noticed that with Rib Lake. They really crowd the plate. And why is it? To throw off the pitcher a little bit?
No, they're just, you know, a lot of pitchers can't throw inside.
Mm-hmm. And here's Oshield. That one right down the middle. And Woody follows that one off right side.
And 2-2 the count. One away. One out in the inning with his fourth strikeout so far is
Drew Oshield. Here it is. Andrew Woody. And Woody hits it right to Braden Rivak at first base. He gobbles it up. A nice play from the sophomore Rivak and steps on the plate.
Yeah, he got one nice big hop, fielded it, and that's two outs.
Couldn't
that's
ask for
happened.
Much of a better hop over to first base. Sometimes you get two hops.
That
and
was
one
a
right
hard hit ball.
Yeah.
Just put the head of the bat out there and hit it out to right. Jackson Blumberg flew out to center. He's batting from the right side now.
With two outs here, this game moving right along.
Wide open stance, top of the third, 2-0 Rib Lake with two outs in the top of the third.
Oshield, here's the pitch. And this one hit to right field and looking like Lane Abraham right under it. Judged it nicely out there and ends the inning with the catch. Lane Abraham, a nice catch out in right field.
It's a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, new position for Lane, makes the catch. And that's the end of the bottom or the top of the third inning, I should say. It's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. For a 1-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right. Welcome back. Jeff Aikkonen and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 2-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers in baseball action here. And leading off the bottom of the third inning is going to be Lane Abraham,
the right fielder, and playing right for the first time. Looks over at the coach, and Jackson Blumberg has faced the minimum so far. No hits, couple strikeouts.
Hit from Blumberg inside, ball one. Lane Abraham starting baseball last year for the first time and really working hard on it and become a player here. He's been doing some nice things beginning of the season for the Loggers. 1-0 is the count here. Bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Blumberg. And Abraham gets that one, goes right to third base. Andrew Woody throws him out. One out. Loggers doing a good job getting the bat on the ball here.
Yep, usually a guy like Scheitower Blumberg has got a lot more strikeouts through seven guys first time through, especially. That brings up Ty Henderson, the second baseman, batting from the right side.
Another junior here, and Henderson fouls that one back.
Had a good cut and just fouled it straight back. He'd like to have that one back, Jeff.
Yeah, and Henderson batting in the eighth spot. With Braden Revac on deck, and then the top of the order. Blumberg gets a sign. There's a pitch, and Henderson hits that one to the shortstop. It's going to be a tough play for Scheitower. Oh, my goodness.
Nice play from Scheitower.
Looking like he should be in the minor leagues with a throw like that. A beautiful play at shortstop.
He got around that ball nice, Jeff, and made a hard throw and got him out.
Nice play from the sophomore.
That brings up Jack Kulwicki, the center fielder.
And Kulwicki is batting for Revac, I guess. All right, we got burgers brought up here. We're going to give you here's the pitch from Blumberg. Kulwicki, right side, gets the first base hit of the day. Jack Kulwicki, who we don't see bat very often, usually getting DH'd for.
Single through the right side, Jeff.
And yes. Loggers first base runner of the season. Right, of the game.
So, two outs in the third, and they got a runner at first, Jack, who's got some decent wheels over at first. And that brings up the top of the lineup, Colin Kleinschmidt, the DH, batting from the right side.
And a good pub burger over here, Scotty, from concessions. You're going to like it. Kulwicki with a nice lead. Kulwicki's got some speed.
And good block right there from Cook. Blocked it out in front of him, and not a good enough jump there from Jack to take that second base. It probably wasn't far enough away. Cook's got a good arm, and he's pretty quick back there. 1-0 the count.
And Colin gets a hold of that one into center field, and Woody makes a beautiful catch out there to end the inning. Thought maybe he was going to overrun that one, jumped up
Dominic
and caught it.
Quednow came in there and almost got over his head. Good, strong shot there from Colin Kleinschmidt.
But that's going to end the inning, and at the end of three innings, it's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmen leading the Phillips Loggers in a fun baseball game here in Phillips. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back. Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 2-0 lead for the Phillips Logger, or for the Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers. And it's the top of the fourth inning about to get underway. And Ethan Cook looks like it's going to be leading off for the Rib Lake Redmen. And
catcher Ethan Cook, he's a sophomore, I believe, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, that's what we're guessing here. Maybe someone online let us know. Ethan Cook, I believe he is a sophomore.
All right, and that good inning for the Loggers last time. First clean inning for him, a 1-2-3. Second time through, this time for Hochschild. Cook grounded out to second base last time.
Here's the pitch. That one down low, ball one. Important to get this lead runner out. And the Loggers were able to do it in the last inning. It was the one time that they didn't give up a run. So top of the fourth inning here. Here's the 1-0 count pitch. And a strike on the outside corner. And 1-1 is the count here to Ethan Cook. I didn't see Jimmy here. Did you see Jimmy here at all?
I didn't see Jimmy, but he might be down the way. I see him down there. Old Jimmy Cook. Fastball swung on and fouled back to the screen.
And 1-2 is the count here to Ethan Cook. To Hochschild, getting into a bit of a rhythm here. Throwing nice pitches. He has all game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a curveball goes through the glove of Ethan Podmolik at third and into the outfield. A shot. That was a nice hit by Ethan Cook.
Probably could have been fielded there. We'll have to give an E5 on that. That brings up Dominic Quednow, the center fielder.
Quednow here with no outs and a runner on first base. The senior.
Doing so good with the fastball, hung a curveball and got that one hammered.
Yeah. Here's the pitch and a bunt right back to Hochschild. Hochschild's going to take it to first base, throws it to Reback for one out.
That was probably the right play right there, just to get an out, and now there's a runner at second.
And Brady Heiser is going to step in for the Redmen. And Scott, we talked about this, how important of a game this is for the Loggers to compete in a game like this against a top-ranked team. You know, we're halfway through, and Loggers down 2-0.
But you're within reach.
You're within reach, and some nice pitching here from Hochschild. Somehow they're going to have to manufacture some runs along the way.
And this is a test right here. You got a runner at second with one out. Rib Lake trains for this. Now Cook is going to get a big lead there. Both basemen aren't even looking at him.
That one hit to the outfield. Henderson looks like he's going to be able to make it. He does. Nice play from Ty Henderson for the second out of the inning.
And now you got two outs and a runner at second with Seth Borkart. Last time he grounded out to third softly, and it was ended up being an error.
And got to second. Did he even score? No, he didn't score.
He didn't score.
Seth Borkart, the lefty.
Last time to you.
And Borkart fouls that one off left side.
He should probably learn from that a little bit.
And Borkart down 0-1 in the count.
0-1 the count, two outs.
Nice lead for Ethan Cook. No one's watching him. And no one to throw there back to. Drew Hochschild steps off of the plate or off of the mound to hold the runner back.
You can call it the pitching plate, Jeff. That's what technically it is in the rule book.
And Hochschild gets the sign. Here's the pitch. That one a strike. Strike two. 0-2 is the count here to Seth Borkart. He's going to have to protect now with the runner in scoring position at second base. Down 0-2. Hochschild looking sharp here in this fourth inning. Here's the pitch. And ball outside.
And Sawyer slid over there nicely to get in front of that pitch.
I think Sawyer was set up in the inside part of the plate.
Yeah, a little bit. That ball wasn't that far outside. It's just that, you know, Drew's got a lot of ride on that fastball, and how she goes.
And here it is, a shot down the first base line. Rivak picks it up, steps on the base, third out of the inning, and that's going to be the end of the bottom or the top of the fourth inning. No runs for the Riblake Redmen. It's still 2-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're back here, Jeff Hakenin, along with Scott Heckman, who wandered off somewhere again. And we are in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is a 2-0 lead for the Riblake Redmen over our Phillips Loggers. And we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Daniel Adamitis going to lead off for the Phillips Loggers. Jackson Blumberg still on the mound, pitching a gem. And here's the pitch from Blumberg. That one, a curveball high. And one ball, no strikes to Adamitis. Is Blumberg again. That one high again. Almost hitting Adamitis right in the helmet. And here he is. Here's Blumberg. And that one was a strike. 2-1 is the count here. And here's the pitch. And a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Jackson Blumberg rolling through these innings. Quick pitches. Here it is. Adamitis pops this one up. It's foul ball, but Blumberg makes the catch. Bobbled it and caught it a second time. Nice catch from Jackson Blumberg. One out. And Drew Hochschild, the pitcher, on the mound. He's going to step in. And Blumberg, here's the pitch from Blumberg. That one outside, ball one to Drew Hochschild. With Aiden Tobias on deck, a little bit of the power for the Loggers. Hochschild swings through that one, and 1-1 is the count. With one out here, bottom of the fourth inning, here's a pitch from Jackson. That one strike on the inside corner. 1-2 now. With one out, 2-0 Redmen leading the Loggers. Blumberg, it's like a softball game here, as quick as Blumberg and Hochschild pitch. And 1-2, still the count.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hochschild steps back in. Here's the pitch from Blumberg. Hochschild misses, swings through it. He's going to run to first base. He looks back again. That one misses. The batter off throw was off by Cook and pulled the first baseman off the bag, and the loggers get a runner like we talked about. We needed some early runners. Is Hochschild a guy you put a pinch runner in for?
You might. I mean, as a courtesy runner, you could.
Not going to do it. Good spot to put J.J. Häkkinen in the game, I'll tell you that. And here is Blumberg with the pitch. And strike one it is.
On Aiden to Tobias. What a beautiful day.
Really is. Perfect baseball weather.
I mean, he's in the set before the guy's even in the...
Yeah, Jackson Blumberg throws the pitch before the batter's in the box. He starts his windup.
He didn't even see the batter.
No. And umpire letting it go. All right, you're going to push your limits, right? That's what you do, Scott.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do, push my limits. Joel's not laughing.
Is that what he said?
He's listening back home.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
All right. 1-2 is the count here. Hochschild's going to go. That pitch gets behind Cook. He's going to get to second base standing.
That was a good jump by Hochschild. And you don't have to be fast.
No, Hochschild's not the fastest, but he's a smart baseball player. Had a great jump on that and was able to trot there. There we go. We got a runner in scoring position for the first time. The pitch to the fence again. Hochschild's going to make it to third.
That one, I don't know. That was close to a wild pitch. I guess give him a pass ball. It was pretty high.
It was. It was high. He had to stand up, but hit his glove.
Tough, made
it to the fence. Bates hit here is going to knock in a run.
Infield's in, up 2-0.
That one hits the ground. Tobias going to get a walk. So Jackson Blumberg, in his first bit of trouble, the tying run at first base, Ethan Podmolik, the lead runner.
And here comes Ivy. He's going to go out there and chat.
Yep, there's going to be a chat at the mound. We're going to stay right here.
Dick Iverson, he's been, I don't know, it seems like he's been there forever, Jeff.
Long time. And while they chat here at the mound, we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Häkkinen Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and Häkkinen Auction. Häkkinen Auction?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, Scott. What are they talking about over there on the mound? Just giving them a little break to settle down and kind of change the momentum?
You got two runners on because of pitches in the dirt, basically, here. And you got to throw strikes. They haven't been hitting you, and that's what he's going to be saying right now. Got a double play candidate here with Podmolik. Podmolik puts the bat on the ball pretty well, though, mm-hmm. too. Infield, corners regular, and middle is ready for the double play ball.
Strike one to Podmolik. And 2-0 the score here.
We'll see if they put
Rib Blake leading the Loggers.
Tobias in motion, first and third, nobody out.
And Tobias going to get caught in a pickle. Oh, and a nice job by Hochschild drawing them back. They had an easy out over at second base, decided to go back to third, and Hochschild made it back there in time.
So stolen base after the move to third, they haven't... You know, in the majors, you can't make that move to third and go to first anymore. In
high school ball,
you still can.
I haven't seen that move in a while, actually.
It's a dangerous move. So
he stepped off to third base. Tobias took off, and he was caught in between first and second. Blumberg threw it back to third base, though. And here's Blumberg with the pitch. That one in the dirt.
Now you got the tying run at second, and... that's where his Rib Lake, I think you take the out.
And 1-1, yeah, take the tying run out of the picture here. So Rib Lake probably didn't make the best moves on that last at bat here. Oh, and Hochschild gets caught leaning. And he's caught in a pickle between third and home. And he gets caught, tagged out.
And picked off over there, Drew Hochschild,
for the second out of the inning. Big mistake there for the Loggers.
Drew trying to get a big lead off of third. Jackson Blumberg noticing that, picking him off over there. And, yeah, tough break for the Loggers. It's what you can't
so
do
now we
you
got,
get yourself in
yeah,
that situation.
Now we have the tying run at home. Blumberg to Podmolek, and he fouls it back. Still 1-2.
That went 1-5 to 2-1, I believe, and for the out.
Blumberg checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. That one up high. It's 2-2.
Podmolek choking up, trying to get something going here. Oh, hit to the outfield should score Tobias. Rib Lake infield back. And there's a ground ball to third. Fielded nicely and thrown over to first, and that's the out.
That's the out. Third out of the inning. Nice hit there by Podmolek, but right to the third baseman. And Rib Lake Redmond, they get out of a little bit of trouble there. They were nervous, sweating a little bit. And a quick trip to the mound solved all of that right there. And at the end of the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth inning. It is 2-0 Rib Lake Redmond over the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, Up North style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
We're back. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 2-0 lead still for the Rib Lake Redmen and over the Phillips Loggers. We're in the top of the fifth inning.
8-9-1 scheduled for him, Jeff. You got Matika, Sutherland, and the top of the lineup, Hightower.
Matika leading off here. And he's going to bat from the right side. Juhashi looking to get through this inning quick as well. Quickest game we've been to in a while here, Scott. And I don't know any updates on the girls are playing right now. If anyone knows, can let us know. It's Hochschild. Strike one to Matika.
He showed bunt there and pulled back. He's got that orange bat, Jeff. Whip it around. Bats from the right side, the second baseman.
Hochschild gets the sign from Kuchiba. Here's the pitch. That one down low, 1-1 now to Matika. It's 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers.
And Rib Lake has stuck with this uniform for a long time, Jeff, that RL on the right or left chest.
Why change, I guess?
Big, bold numbers on the back.
Ball two here from Hochschild on that pitch. It's 2-1 here now to Matika. Matika from the right side. Hochschild. Here's the pitch. That one, I heard some noise. I don't see where it went.
Fouled off to the right side, Jeffrey.
Fouled off right side. 2-1 is the count now.
2-2, actually. We're even up here, Jeff. Nobody out. And this is a guy that you want to get if you're Drew Hochschild. And if you're Rib Lake, you want your leadoff guy on. up 2-0 in the top of the fifth for Rib Lake.
Rib Lake was able to score both of their runs off of leadoff walk. Saushield's going to try to not allow that. And here he is. And that one hit to the first baseman to Reback. He fields it cleanly, steps on the base, one out. Good start to the inning for the Loggers. Going to bring up the clean-shaven Donovan Sutherland.
Donovan Sutherland?
Doing his Todd Henderson impression with the shaved head.
All right, one out.
Sutherland from the right side, the senior. Here's Hoshield, the senior. And a swing and a miss from Sutherland.
0-1 the count. One out here, top of the fifth. Rib Lake leading 2-0.
Hoshield gets the sign here. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Sutherland. Sutherland swing and miss again. Hoshield want to see him stick with that fastball. It's working wonders for him today.
So Hoshield doing a nice job going through this lineup. He's got four strikeouts through four.
And here he comes. And a swing and a miss from Sutherland. Strike three. We got two outs here. We're in the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. And the sophomore, Talon Scheitower.
The talented Talon.
We have to roll with that one. We might have to copyright that one.
The shortstop batting from the right side.
Here's a pitch from Hoshield. That one outside.
His hand's very tight to his body, and they teach that a little bit there in Rib Lake. And what's strange here, too, they only have two left-handers. Usually Rib Lake, it seems like they have five, six, seven left-handed batters in their lineup.
I thought they always teach them to be lefties over there.
Yeah.
Hightower follows that one back.
If they're right-handed and they want to do that, they're like, no, son, this is how you do it. Opposite side.
Not in this game.
Yeah, not here.
I would almost expect that out of Ryan Scheitower, which inside the
Yeah, he probably would. He was a right-handed hitter, though, so always a fiery, fast player.
Yep. Here's Hoshield. That one inside for a strike one.
All the strike. He caught the inside corner. All these hitters are running.
Crowding the plate.
Crowding the plate, and he jammed them there, and we had talked a little bit about that between the innings, Jeff.
1-2 is the count here. With two outs, Hoshield trying to looking to get out of this inning. Here's a pitch, and Scheitower fouls that one back. Scheitower struck out in the last inning.
One and two, the count. And Hoshield, from the windup, he's got two outs in the inning. Scheitower at the dish.
Steps off the mound.
He walked and scored, and then he struck out swinging.
And here's Drew. And that one hit into the outfield for a base hit from Talon Scheitower. And Talon Scheitower, the first base runner of the inning, going to bring up Andrew Woody.
Woody struck out and grounded to first hard last time up. So two-out single for the Rib Lake Redmen.
Woody fills in the holes by the plate. Andrew Woody from the right side. Talon Scheitower on first base.
Conservative lead over there.
And ball one here. To Andrew Woody, that one was up and high.
Last time to the right side, so let's see what they do. And taking their time with the signs, too.
And Hoshield, does he just focus on the batter right here? And
yeah, you have to.
Throw strikes.
When they run, they're good at running, and what they're going to do is they're just going to choose the time he doesn't go to first when he picks up his leg.
And here it is. And runner goes, and he's going to get there no problem. That one bobbled by Kuchiba. So two down here.
that time, Shitower waited until he was actually drifting to the plate. Still got a big enough jump. And with a little bobble there on the low pitch, he's at second with two outs.
So runner in scoring position here for Andrew Woody. Here's a pitch. Woody hits that one into the outfield. Kulik, he should be able to get it. He's under it for the third out of the inning. Nice catch from Zach Kulik out in center field. And at the end of the top of the fifth inning, it's 2-0. Riblake Redmond still leading the Phillips Walkers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
We're back here, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's still a 2-0 lead for the Riblake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers. We're about to start the bottom of the fifth inning, and Sawyer Kuchaba, oh, Henry we call him, he's up to bat. Loggers looking to get some base runners again. What a scare in Riblake in that last inning. And here's Jackson Blumberg with the pitch. Kuchaba gets under this one, hits it high. Sutherland's underneath it. Woody calls him off, Quidnow calls him off and makes the catch out in center field. And a nice hit there from Sawyer Kuchaba. Just got under it a little bit too much. That's going to bring up Lane Abraham. Abraham from the right side. And here's the pitch. That one inside. Little sweet chin music to Lane Abraham. And Jackson Blumberg on the mound. He's ready to pitch already. Lane taking his time. And here's Blumberg. And here's a shot from Lane Abraham, but right to the second baseman. It's bobbled. He throws it to first and got him out. Lane Abraham almost got there in time. Nice hustle from the junior, but he was out by half a step, according to the umpire. And two outs here. And we've got Ty Henderson up to bat for the Loggers. Here's a pitch from Blumberg. A swing and a miss from Henderson. Two to nothing here. Bottom of the fifth inning. We got Jack Kulicki with the lone hit of the Loggers on deck. And a swing and a miss from Henderson. Down 0-2 in the count here. Loggers looking to get something going here with two outs. We need a runner on. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Henderson takes ball one. 1-2 here now with two outs. 2-0 Redmond. Jackson Blumberg been pitching a gem. Here's a pitch. And Henderson follows that one off. Henderson on his heels here. Looking to poke something out over the second baseman's head. We'll see if he can do it. 1-2 is the count here. Here it is. That one up high. Like a curveball maybe from Jackson Blumberg. talented senior pitcher. And here's the pitch. Henderson swings and misses for the third out of the inning. And at the end of five, it's 2-0. Rib Lake Redmond leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
We're back here. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 2-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers in Merriwood North baseball action. We got a new pitcher here, Scotty. We've got Daniel Adamitis, was playing out in left field, and he's going to come to the mound. That puts Drew Hochschild at first base, and Braden Revac, the first baseman, goes out to right field. Lane Abraham is out in left, who was out in right. So a few changes for defensively for the Loggers, and Daniel Adamitis is going to see what he can do here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors while we got a chance. I want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Scotty, following this game, we're going to send it back some music for a little bit, but then we got Game 5, Bucks Pacers.
Okay, how's that series
on
doing?
Tonight? Well, Bucks are beat up and injured. No Giannis, no Damian Lillard. Honestly, I'm ready for the season to get over and just start getting healthy. I don't think it's going to roll very far without those players.
They're out for the season?
They're not going to play for a while. So, bit of struggles there, but we want to tune in here tonight, see what happens with it. You know, still got Chris Middleton and the rest of them. And this inning set to start here in just a moment. It's going to be Jackson Blumberg, the pitcher.
He's flown out to center and right, Jeff.
And Danny Adamitis on the mound.
The right-hander has switched from the left-hander. And we'll see how he does.
And here's his first pitch. Down in the dirt, ball one.
1-0 the count. Top of the sixth. No outs. Rib Lake Redmen at bat. They're leading 2-0.
Blumberg gets under that one into the outfield. Kolick, you're going to call everyone off. Makes the catch. Made it look easy out there. It looks, the outfielders look
more comfortable than
more comfortable.
Those 50-mile-an-hour winds, Jeff.
Well, I remember everything that was hit out there. Sometimes we couldn't see the ball. And I remember looking over at Braden, and we had the windows shut here. Just kind of forgot how windy it was. And I remember thinking, Braden, what's wrong? Why can't you get at that ball? But the wind took it probably 40 feet.
Ethan Cook, the batter now.
And strike one to Cook.
Cook has grounded to second and got on, reached on an error.
And Danny Adamitis. Here's the 0-1. And that one shot in between the gap of first and second base for a base hit for Ethan Cook. And that's going to bring up Dominic Quidnow. Quidnow,
he's walked, scored, and sacrificed bunted.
So another chance here to sacrifice bunt. With Cook at first, it worked last time. Maybe they're going to do it again.
One out here.
and Cook at first base and throwing it back, and Cook gets back easily.
Danny kind of has a high leg kick, so we'll see if he goes to the slide step here, Jeff.
Adamitis is going to try to keep his runner honest. Hoschiel keeping him on. Here's the pitch. Strike one, a beautiful pitch to Quidnow. And 0-1 is the count here with one out. And a runner on first base, 2-0 is the score. Redmond leading. Here's the pitch. And that